baseball has ever seen.
And the offensive onslaught continues.
It's the final weekend before the All-Star break, and the two top teams in the AL East go head-to-head. Coverage begins today at 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Casey Gisclair here with Stan Gravov. We've got a jam-packed 2 hours coming your way. In 15 minutes or so, we're going to go to Ellender Memorial High School and talk to boys basketball coach Cornell Scott. He's going to give us a rundown of some things the Patriots have gotten accomplished here in the summer. Well, let me tell you, they bring back some very talented kids. They're going to be one of the teams to beat locally next season. In about 30 minutes or so, we go to South Terrebonne, which is a big rival to Ellender Memorial. They're going to be talking to boys basketball coach Caleb White. The Gators were young last year, and they're going to have an opportunity to start building their program up, hopefully to postseason contention. So we're going to talk to Coach White about that a little later in the first hour. In 45 minutes or so, we're going to have our, like we say, half football, half movie review segment with Randy Bokay. We're going to talk to him about Covenant Christian Academy football. And we're going to squeeze in a couple of movie questions as well, I'm sure. And then at the top of the hour, we're going to have Terrebonne football coach Gary Hill on the line. We're going to talk some Terrebonne football. But then also, we've got to talk about the big news around Terrebonne, which is star player Ja'Kai Douglas making his collegiate decision. He's going to be going off to Florida State University. That is not necessarily something that I expected, because from what I was hearing, I thought the University of Florida was the leader for Ja'Kai, but he ends up pulling the trigger and he commits to Florida State University. Congratulations to him. We'll talk to Coach Hill about that and also his team a little bit later in the show. But we have something that we would like to introduce to you guys today, is that we're going to be giving a $25 El Paso gift card away today and for the next 4 weeks as well. All you got to do is answer this trivia question. And if you want to answer this trivia question, give us a call, 1-800-998-1003 or 798-1003. And in honor of ESPN 100.3 being your flagship station for the New Orleans Pelicans, our trivia question today: which New Orleans Pelicans scored the first basket of the season last year? It was a game against the Houston Rockets. I remember it vividly. The Pelicans beat the tar out of my Houston Rockets on opening night. Which New Orleans Pelican scored the first basket of the season? 1-800-998-1003 or 798-1003 if you want to answer that question. But Stan, good morning, man. How you doing?
Good morning. I'd be in the general taking a wild guess on that one, unless I could find some kind of media guy, because I don't think I'd be sure. I do remember the feeling after beating the Rockets that we thought, man, what a year this is going to be. God, that was a long time ago.
and we're going to talk a little bit in the second hour about Zion Williamson and all the reaction. And he shook the earth last night, literally, in his season debut with the New Orleans Pelicans in the Summer League. Stan, hospital business, we are July 7. I know you told us last week that things over at TGMC kind of slowed down a little bit in July, but towards the middle to back end of July, they really start to rear up and calm before the storm. Looks like you guys are getting ready for that calm before the storm.
Yeah, this past week was the slowest, and it always is every year. The 4th of July week, a lot of the high schools are not doing anything. Even on the collegiate level, obviously, you're not in any kind of sports season. So very quiet, and it gets ramped up. You know, week by week, it gets ramped up. And by the time July is kind of closing out, we'll be doing everything from concussion testing to making sure that everybody's okay to inventory of everything to making sure that treatments are being wrapped up. And then it's volleyball. And, you know, we always talk about football primarily, but it's also volleyball. It's also swimming. It's also cross country. There are a lot of sports that go on in the fall season that we take care of. So, yeah, it's really going to get ramped up. And I would add this, too. So this morning coming in, I decided to meander my way in, actually rode through Terrebonne Parish to come into the studio. And I made a point of riding by Tom B. Smith Stadium and South Terrebonne Memorial Stadium just to get an update on the turf fields. And although Tom B. Smith still has just limestone all laid out and it's very flat, It looks like it's ready to go. It looks like they're ready to roll out the carpet. So I didn't know what to expect when I got down to South Terrebonne Memorial Stadium. It's laid out. There are guys right now, as we speak here today, Casey, that are putting the numbers down, and it looks really nice. And you know, obviously, for being at South Terrebonne for so many years as a coach, when I saw it, it kind of hit me. It blindsided me because I didn't see any of the construction going on at the facility before. So when I ride up and all of a sudden I see this turf down, I'm like,
it looks
wow.
really good.
And it does. It does. And it's, you know, it's kind of that staggered dark green, light green every 5 yards. There is not going to be a big logo in the middle of the field like the Lafourche Parish or the St. Charles Parish schools have. Nonetheless, it's very nice. And, we look forward to it so much. I think it's going to be so much safer for the kids, and we don't have to worry about the slop and the keeping up the fields and such. The only, obviously, there are two schools in Terrebonne Parish that kind of wish they had it at their school, and we're always going to hear about that. But nonetheless, it is going to be a safer situation.
Well, ask and you shall receive. We go to the phone line. Sam has the answer to our trivia question. Sam's trying to win a $25 El Paso gift card. Sam, who scored the first basket for the Pelicans last season?
Anthony Davis.
Nope, sorry, buddy. That's a good guess. I would have guessed that as well.
All right.
Thank you for the call, brother.
But you know what? When you said it, I was thinking to myself, God, I hope it's not Anthony Davis, just from, you know, for everything Anthony Davis has done in the offseason. But I, you know, I'm with Sam. That's who I would have said it was.
I mean, he's the guy who scored the most baskets while he was still on the team. But
I still don't know the answer. I know you have it over there. I'm trying to look across the table, but I'm going to wait. I'm going to be surprised whenever the correct answer comes in.
Kudos to you guys, Stan, because one of the alums sort of the Sports Institute, Community Sports Institute over at TGMC, secured his second professional contract yesterday. Gilbert Talbot is going off playing professional basketball in Uruguay. He is going to be joining the show probably next week to talk about that. Gilbert is doing big things. He's a big guy. He is in shape. He is ready to rock and roll, and I was kind of speaking to him yesterday. He's very excited and gave you guys a lot of credit for helping keep him in shape. And I know he's been battling a hamstring injury and helping him rehab through that. Couldn't be happier for Gilbert.
Not only that, you know, you talk about these kids in the community. Gilbert has come back and he's actually a counselor in the summertime working with kids. So from the standpoint of being a terrific basketball player, great kudos, you know, but off of the court, what he's doing in the community is, it's just to be respected. Gibby is such a nice kid, too. He's the kind of guy you pull for, and you hope that he does well. Works extremely hard. I wish that other kids who aspire to do these things can see some of these guys and their work ethic, because there's a lot that goes into it. And seeing Gibby work out is really a treat. And you understand what goes into the whole concept. Yeah, and, you know, he always mentioned that Finland was fun, but he was trying to make that move to get to a league that maybe a little bit more prevalent in that area, and I think this is it. So yeah, congratulations to Gibby for sure.
You know, it's crazy how like certain skill sets fit certain regions. Gibby always told me I'm a South American big, and I didn't know what the heck that meant, but sure enough, he's going off to South America. We look forward to seeing him do big things out there.
Listen, I'll even add this to it. You know, you talk about those kids who can play at that level like Gibby can. Gibby's an athlete. I'm not talking about specifically for basketball. If you give Gibby a football, he can hum it. He can throw it. If you put Gibby on a mound, we talked about this already, in baseball, he can do it. So you start to realize that, you know, in football, offensive linemen, they're still athletes. They still can do it. Gibby is that kind of guy. You know, we see a guy like Elijah McGuire who works out. Elijah McGuire could probably play in the NBA if he would have set his mind to it at one time. So you understand that these guys do have it, but you also understand they work extremely hard to get it.
One more time to the phone lines. We go to Casey and Homa, who believes they have the answer to our trivia question. Casey, go ahead.
Nicole Mirotic.
That's the winner. Win a chicken dinner. Nikola Mirotic made a three-pointer to give the Pelicans a 3-0 lead over the Rockets. So, Casey, we're going to get you in touch with Joey here in just a second. Congratulations, and enjoy that El Paso dinner.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Yes, ma'am.
That is awesome. And I would have never, you know what, as I'm thinking, I started making a list, He wasn't even on my list. So
I was gonna give the hint of, well, he's not with the Pelicans anymore, but that could be just about anybody except Drew Holiday. There's been a lot of turnover in the roster.
I don't know if Ephraim Payton started playing with them early on. I think he did. I think he was in the starting lineup.
He made the second basket of the season.
And I was going to give that a guess because I'm wearing my, you know, my UL cap today in honor of Tony Robichaux. And
yeah,
that
man.
Being said, I thought maybe Payton. Maybe it was Payton. He was on my list. But nope, I had it wrong. I was off, way off.
Wanted to say something about Coach Robichaux here before, while we got an opportunity now, it's a good time, man. I had a chance to meet that guy several times. Very gracious man, very always willing to give you time to do an interview or whatever it is that you needed. And very few times in the world of sports do you see a headline and, like, I physically stop in my tracks, like, whoa, I stopped in my tracks. I didn't expect to see that. That was very sudden and very tragic, and we certainly are praying for all the folks in the UL Lafayette community. That was not good to see, and we hope that they can grieve in this time of need.
Only met him one time in my life, and that was around 1990. I was coaching American Legion baseball here in the area, a team called Rig Kim, and we went out and played in Lake Charles at McNeese at his tournament, and he met us all there, and he was extremely, extremely nice. About 5 years later, he ends up again at my alma mater, and as an alumnus, I'm so proud of what he did for the university.
Yeah.
And you saw it from afar. Now, I did know through blogs and through other friends I still have in Lafayette that when he had the heart attack, it was serious. And they said, this may not end up being good. So I wasn't floored when I heard the news, but I was also just, good God, what a tragedy. And for all of you people who are hearing all of these accolades about him, everything you hear, it is not like icing on a cake. It's not because he passed. This is what the man was. So he came and speak at Vanderbilt Catholic about 4 years ago. And when he spoke, he just had everybody mesmerized. And, you know, his famous line is, and you could find this on YouTube, I'd rather have the guys who drink out of the hose pipe than get a Gatorade from their mom through the fence in the third inning. And that was the kind of guy he was. So, yeah, a terrific human being and a tragic loss for the Lafayette community.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. So we want to thank again Casey from HOMA for winning our $25 El Paso gift card. For the next three shows, we're going to be doing the same. Can't beat that, man. You get to listen to us talk about high school sports, and we give away free food too.
That's a winner. You congratulate, and I'm thinking, man, I want that. I'm jealous.
Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. When we get back, we're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to have Ellender Memorial men's basketball coach Cornell Scott on the line to give us a rundown of some things the Patriots are doing this offseason. You're listening to the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute right here on ESPN 100.3, your flagship for the New Orleans Pelicans.
$10,000 for clunkers and junkers. $10,000 for any trade. Home of Clayton Homes. Trade in your old mobile home or anything with the title, regardless of the condition. Does your old mobile home rust, leak, or mold? We will take it for $10,000. Trade it in for something clean, neat, and new. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes, located on Highway 311 in Houma. Be sure to check us out on Facebook.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
The Gavery Law Group handles wrongful death cases that require an experienced personal injury lawyer. These cases involve severe injustices like police, prison violence, or accidental death cases. You need an expert legal team to help you recover lost wages, funeral expenses, and other damages. Some lawyers may overlook many details, from 18-wheeler accidents to chemical plant explosions. The Gavery Law Group helps their clients receive the compensation they deserve. Get Gavery and get results. Call 985-223-4400 or check them out on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Brittany LaBeouf, a certified athletic trainer for Terrebonne General Medical Center's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that we've given over 4,000 baseline concussion tests to student athletes in Terrebonne Parish at no charge? A baseline concussion test allows the athlete to get back to their sport in the safest manner possible. TGMC's certified athletic trainers supervise the return to play protocol at each high school once the physician releases the athlete back to activity. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
With the first pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the New Orleans Pelicans select Zion Williamson.
Hey, this is Daniel Salerson. Join Jim, Mike, and Offer and me as the Pelicans take on the Washington Wizards in Summer League action Saturday night at 9 on your new flagship station for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
From the preps to the pros, we cover it all. ESPN New Orleans.
And welcome back. It's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Casey Gisclair here and Stan Grabois. We go to the phone lines here for our next segment. We have Ellender Memorial High School boys basketball coach Cornell Scott on the line. Coach Scott, good morning, man. How you doing?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing just fine, brother. Just looking through your schedule from last season, looking through your roster from last season. You guys were young, but you also were pretty successful. So that means that this coming year, you guys are going to have some pretty big expectations. Talk about some of the things you guys got accomplished over the summer.
Oh, well, we had a pretty good summer. You know, my freshmen now are going to be sophomores, and they got a year under their belt. But, you know, we're looking pretty good. We're going to be a pretty good team this year coming.
Cornell, everybody is talking about the schedules coming up. I know you got that all wrapped up. Just curious to know your vote when you guys sat around as a district and decided, are we going to play one game or are we going to play two games? Because, you know, in today's world and the LHSAA, the power rankings do become pretty important as far as where you're going to be seated in the bracket. What was your thought on that and, I guess, your vote when it all came to fruition?
My thought on it, you know, I kind of was in favor of the two rounds. It still kind of gives you that, you know, that home and away kind of feel. And, you know, although our district is, you know, it's not one of the strongest in the state, but, you know, I love the rivalries of going down to South Lafourche and, you know, playing in that environment because it still gives me that playoff feel. You know, my schedule is strong enough. You know, I kind of do a couple of tournaments that keep me, you know, in the hunt as far as power points. But I was in favor of the two round.
Coach, I was following you guys throughout the summer, and it looked like DeAndre Thomas had a really big showing over at Nicholls State University. I actually got an offer from Nicholls State University. Talk about the luxury of having a big 6'8", 200-pound post. But not just a post. He's a skilled guy as well. He can make the mid-range shot and the three-point shot in the corner. Let's talk about what it's like having that back for the next three seasons.
It is skill, you know, and we've had our share of, you know, tall guys, you know, with Leland Alexander, Quinn Scott, and a couple of other ones, you know, but, you know, it's a luxury to have that size when you come in the gym, you know, because not many people around the state have that, you know, and to say that he's not just a post player, he's a stretch, you know, where he could step out and, you know, be a force. So we're just trying to work with him and, you know, trying to get his skills and, I think he's going to – that was just the first of many offers that's going to come for him.
You talked about Quentin a little bit. Just tell us what's going on with him as far as Texas State. He's gone back for his junior year, is it now, or senior year?
It's going to be his junior year, yeah. You know, he's down right now, so he's been in the gym working. I think he should – he's going to play a major role in this upcoming season. You know, looks like he's going to get some minutes. But he's been putting in that work.
Coach, the coaches always tell me that the biggest difference between a player is from their freshman to their sophomore seasons. And last year you had these guys, at times you were playing four and even five freshmen at a time on the floor. And now this year they've all been through it one whole season. So just talk about how much calmer these guys are knowing that they've been through the grind before. Just talk about the differences you see now.
Yeah, it's real difficult when you have such a young class coming in. But now these guys, they're kind of understanding the system, and I've had a luxury of some former players just coming back and kind of trying to teach them because, you know, when we're in practice, you know, it's like we have seven, maybe eight freshmen and a sophomore, you know, trying to run practice, and they all trying to figure it out. But, you know, I think that, you know, they did a pretty good job of trying to understand what it is to play basketball at Elmhurst High School.
Give us a little preview of 7-4A basketball, a little synopsis of what you think might play out this year, just on what you remember from the kids last year and what you've seen around the area in the summer.
It's gonna be a tough class. You know, then you have some teams that's coming back in. I think they say Peabody and Landry Walker's coming back to 4A. So, you know, 4A is always pretty tough. I think with the class and like with the talent that's around the state, it's gonna be pretty tough in 4A.
Coach, you guys have, Stan and I talked about this earlier in the show, an Ellender graduate has signed his second professional contract. Gibby's going to play in Uruguay. And, you know, you talk about combining that with Devontavian Martin, who's doing such great things, and you guys have sent so many guys to the collegiate level over the past several years. That's got to be inspiring to these young men to see, you know, hey, look, if we do what we're supposed to do, we could go off and do great things.
You know, those are kids that have done it the right way. You know, I'm super proud for Gibby because, you know, coming in, you know, it was a challenge for him coming in. You know, he had to change his style coming back from Vanderbilt. And you know, Coach Scott Gautreaux was, you know, real tough on him. But Gibby just kind of went to the gym, worked, and, you know, he played his role. And his senior year, he really broke out. And it's a test to what he's, the hard work that he's put in. You know, I'm just so proud of him that, you know, he's continuing to further his career. And, you know, Devontavian Martin, that's, you know, he's a hard worker also. And I look for big things for him this year coming up.
Talk a little bit about some of those tournaments you mentioned a little bit earlier where you might pick up a lot of power points. Give us a rundown of where you'll be playing away from the area.
Away from the area, I think one of the bigger ones that we're going back to the Sunkist tournament. You know, that normally brings a lot of talent. And, also we're going to be going to Newman tournament this year. Coach Randy Livingston out there, he took the job at Newman High School and, you know, one of my friends. So we're going to go out there and go play a couple of games in his tournament. And I know he's going to draw a lot of talent.
Cool. Sounds like a winner. Hey, Coach Scott, thanks so much for the time, man.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. That is Ellender Memorial Boys basketball coach Cornell Scott. They're really, really good. He does a good job, Stan. One of the things that I really gave them a lot of props for was last year I saw them early in the year, and they were young, and it showed. They would lose close games and, you know, have leads and kind of squander them away. But as the year went on, you'd watch them, you know, let's say in January, February or so, they weren't young anymore. They weren't inexperienced anymore. Coach Scott did a really good job shaping those boys up. And by the end of last season, they were a force. And I got a feeling for the next several years, they're going to be really, really tough.
Yeah, there are those programs. And they have the it factor. And obviously, Ellender's basketball program does have the it factor that no matter what. And listen, they lost everybody from the year before. You mentioned it was a bunch of freshmen who were out on the court. You still, and when I say you, us, the general public, still thought, well, wait a minute, don't pass on Ellender, you know, something. Yeah. Well, that's the same feelings those kids get. And somewhere along the line in the first 3 weeks of the season last year, they got it. And all that means is not a lot of fun for the rest of the teams in District 7-4A because they're all sitting back going, uh-oh, they figured it out. They were going to be young, but they figured it out. You're never going to get that subpar 500 season from Ellender basketball. And when it is just above 500, they think that was not success, you know. So when you have that mentality, you're always going to have a program that's always going to be around. And boy, you know, my first thought was to call it reloading. It's not reloading per se. I'm not quite sure what the tag you put on it, but they have it. And the kids, he mentioned some of those older kids kind of bring those younger kids along and say, hey, you're not doing it the Ellender way. That's it. You know, they get it and it really comes together. And boy, when they do have the talent, you better get out of the way. And I'm with you. I think in the next couple of years, it's going to be something.
Can't teach height and size, and they have a 6'8", 200-pound power forward in Thomas, who's he's, you know, a lot of the big guys in the high school ranks, they're not really overly athletic. They could just kind of stand in the paint and block shots and finish around the rim. Thomas could score from everywhere on the floor, and that's what makes it difficult to defend, is that He extends your defense, creates, you know, driving lanes for your guards, and he does a lot of things for Ellender. But they also have, you know, Ryan Williams is a good player. Preston Board is a good player. They've got a lot of talent in that class. And when those boys are all seniors, you could book the hotel right now for Lake Charles.
Well, I saw him twice, and one of those two times, I should say, neither was early on in the season like you did. So I didn't see it at that point where you saw it. I saw it later and went, wow, some of these kids are freshmen, and all of these kids are going to be back, and I thought this is going to be really special. The one thing I do find more probably with the boys' sports on the high school level than the women's sports, a lot of the girls in the 9th and 10th, maybe even 11th grade, some of them will peak at that time. That's not the case with the boys. It's a gradual, you know, they just get better and better and better. So in the case of Ellender basketball, I think it's the next 3 years are going to be really, really good.
What's it saying? You and I have talked about this throughout the summer, is how much the sport has grown locally. And we're talking about Gibby. We're talking about, you know, Nate Fry is playing, Randy Brown, Cassidy Barrios.
Sure.
Summer Leslie's going to a showcase in Las Vegas. She's still trying to play. There are more players in the last 5 to 10 years here than there had been in any other period in time combined.
But if you go back and you even go back to, you know, Clarence Moore from here at South Lafourche and those guys, the one thing I never really understood, everybody was getting bent out of shape when 7-5A came about, meaning that Hornville, Destrehan, and East St. John were going to be playing in a district down here, so to speak, with the Bayou region, which at the time was South Lafourche, Central Lafourche, Thibodeau, you know, Terrebonne, H.L. Bourgeois. And I kind of sat back and I thought, I get it in football. I get that, you know, some of the resources that the St. Charles Parish Schools and East St. John are going to get are maybe more than what we normally have here in our area. But when I started thinking about basketball and some of the other sports, I really thought, hey, give us a little credit along the line, because if you look at it as a whole, if you look at it from all of the athletic programs and everything that they do in the schools, we're really not bad, and basketball is one of those. And I, you know, these type of sports like swimming don't get a lot of attention, but yeah. Oh my God, Corey Colley does a great job down here with South Lafourche. They're always great. There's a, you know, Vanderbilt Catholic's good in swimming. And, you know, you just go through all of the sports and you say, hey, it's not just about football. And that was what that deal was with 7-5A. That being said, I kind of smiled when I thought of basketball. And now, you know, Thibodeau made me look like a guy who knew what I was talking about, because they won a state championship, and you got all of these other kids that are doing so well. So yes, we're a basketball rich area. There's no doubt about it.
Let me ask you this: is whenever you were in school or when you were coaching younger in your earlier in your career, has like the teams that are the quote unquote powerhouse teams, has that changed a little bit?
Yeah, but that's because there's more schools. Listen, when I was first at South Terrebonne, the basketball coach was Ernie Brown, and he had all of the east side of Terrebonne Parish. So he had Ellender and South Terrebonne combined.
That makes sense.
So when he had that, I could remember probably my second year there, we made it to the Final Four in the state. Now, obviously, Ellender has gone on to win it. You know, HL has been in the finals. South Lafourche has won it. So from that standpoint, because of the mixing of schools has been different, I'll always say this. In our area, and this is not primary, everybody says when I say this statement that I'm talking about just Terrebonne Parish. It's not, folks. The addition of all of the schools in Terrebonne Parish has hurt Lafourche, Assumption, and everybody. Because whether you want to believe it or not, if you go look at the roster for Homer Christian, for CCA, even Vanderbilt, even E.D. White, a lot of those kids come from different parishes that play there. And sometimes on the high school level, it takes one or two, especially in basketball, to kind of get you over that hump, especially if you have a point guard who's your quarterback for your basketball team. It dilutes the pool a little bit. So that would be the difference when I first started to now. The pool is just diluted a little bit, and you have to kind of get it all together. You know, we talk about Ja'Kai Douglas, who signed, or no, excuse me, not signed, I better not say that. He's committed to go to Florida State in football. 2 years ago, we thought Ja'Kai Douglas was playing at Ellender.
Yeah.
You know, all the word was he was playing at Ellender, and then some things happened, and he kind of backtracked, and then now he's at Terrebonne, and it's worked out extremely well for him. But all that being said, what is the world like if Ja'Kai Douglas was at Ellender? Is he playing at Florida State, or is he not? Maybe he's, you know, heck, maybe he's gone straight to the NFL. I don't know. But all that being said, it's interesting how one little thing kind of changes the whole. And in the old days, that didn't happen. And now it's very fragile as to how things are going to turn out. That's why it's so impressive what Cornell Scott's doing.
Yeah.
You know, to just have it rolling every year.
Devontavian Martin started his career at South Terrebonne, ended up at Hellender.
And was at Terrebonne for a little while.
Yeah.
He was at Terrebonne for a little while, and that was interesting because you were like, well, what's going on? You know, and now listen, the most important thing is that it worked out for the kid.
Of course,
I get that.
Of course.
But all that being said, what is the world like if this didn't happen or if that didn't happen? And that's how high school sports is today. It's that fragile as to where a kid is going to end up going to school.
Got my wheels spinning now, thinking Cassidy Barrios wearing a Central LaFouche uniform.
That's right.
It goes on forever and ever.
It goes on forever and ever. And that's why, you know, Brian, who is with us sometimes, and I always give out these accolades, and everybody says, Stan, you're saying that because Brian's sitting next to you sometimes or whatever. That's not true. What Brian does in basketball at South LaFouche is a rock. You know, it's that steady. And I guess at my old age, I just want steady. I just want, what can you count on in life? You can count on the way South LaFouche plays basketball, and it's a lot of fun. You can count on Ellender Memorial being very competitive in basketball. You can count on Andrew and those guys at HLB Bourgeois being competitive.
Yes.
You know, so when you look at the whole, it's always like that. And we're going to have a guest on a little while who I think works as hard as all of these people. Caleb does. He doesn't have that kind of resource, maybe, and we'll ask him about that. But all that being said, you know, I enjoy those things out of steadies, and I think basketball has provided that in the Bayou region.
It's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we get back, Caleb White of South Terrebonne Boys Basketball here on ESPN 100.3, your flagship for the New Orleans Pelicans.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod Superstore.
It's summertime, and the grilling is easy at Rod Superstore in Houma. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. The heat is on, and Rod Superstore has Friedrich and Frigidaire window air conditioners from 5,000 to 36,000 BTUs to keep you cool this summer. Rod Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges, and dishwashers, washers, and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod Superstore? 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning-fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
With the first pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the New Orleans Pelicans select Zion Williamson.
Hey, this is Daniel Salerson. Join Jim, Mike, and Offer and me as the Pelicans take on the Washington Wizards in Summer League action Saturday night at 9 on your new flagship station for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg. Keep it on 100.3 FM, your 24-hour sports station, ESPN, New Orleans.
Funny story. This is actually a true story. My nephew was asking me, when does basketball season start again? And I looked at him, I said, Brother, it's always basketball season, and it's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Casey Gisclair and Stan Gravon. Along those same lines of it always being basketball season, we go to the phone lines right now. Have South Terrebonne boys basketball coach Caleb White on the line. Coach White, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing fine, brother. Just talk about the way your summer went for the Gators. I know you guys had a mix of young guys with a couple of experienced guys last year. How did the summer go for the green and white?
That's correct. We have two seniors returning and some younger guys, some sophomores that play for us. But summer went well. We worked hard. And we went to the Southeastern team camp out there in Hammond and then also played in Ellender's Patriot League. And we're pretty competitive pretty much the whole summer. Won a few games, lost a few by a couple. But overall, I'm pleased with our effort.
Talk about your state of mind now. You kind of have to shift gears. You're in a unique situation, Caleb, where you wanted a few guys who is a varsity football coach. So somewhere along the line in June, you have to kind of turn off one switch. Probably July. Turn off one switch and kind of turn on another switch. Has that happened yet, or are you in that transition at this point?
It's not so much I turned it off, I don't think, because we still do basketball in the afternoon. So it's more of just doubling it up, I guess you'd say.
I would imagine you have to rely on other coaches, too, that are around you. I'm not quite sure what your assistant status is right now, but there are other guys that you could count on, right, regarding keeping things going in basketball, correct?
That's correct. Our assistant coach, Cortland Washington, does a phenomenal job. He's in the gym with the guys constantly. And like you said, he's an invaluable piece because without him, when I'm at football, those guys wouldn't be in the gym.
Coach, you guys lost so many close games last year that went down to the last 2 or 3 minutes. And I know you said that, it was a combination of inexperience and not having the right chemistry. And what do you have to do to have that right chemistry this year?
And that's the thing I told the guys when the season concluded. I said, look at our statistics. We gave up 50.6 points per game, and we scored 44 per game. And we won 8 games and lost 23. So like you said, the handful of games that we have that we lost, by 2 or 3 points could have been decided by, these little categories like free throw percentage or rebounding. So that was our focus this summer, is getting better at the little things that win you games. Or could lose you game.
We talked to Cornell a little bit earlier about the situation with the district getting together, and there are certain districts out there in basketball, and not just basketball, other sports that have decided to only play one round. You guys have seen both sides of that. Your thoughts on that, and when you were sitting at the district meeting, what you voted for?
Yeah, I'm all for 2 rounds of district. I thought there were a lot of games that we lost that were close that we definitely wanted to run back. The Vanderbilt game comes to mind, Salt LaFouche comes to mind, Morgan City, where it was a close game that I would love to have another opportunity, to play that game. So I'm definitely a proponent of 2 rounds.
Coach, one of the things that Stan and I were talking about was, and you were open with this in your pregame interview before that South LaFouche game last year, is that you guys are trying to build a culture at South Terrebonne, and that, look, there have been times where some of your more talented players were in the halls not playing because they weren't willing to do the things you all asked of them. Talk about the challenges of staying patient through that and knowing that, hey, if you do it the right way for over a long period of time, it's going to eventually produce the results that you want.
Yeah, that's correct. For me and for our coaching staff, it's all about having the right guys in terms of character. So, talent is wonderful, but if you can't buy in the team concept, if you can't get your grades right, if you're constantly getting written up and things like that, you're just not going to find a place on our team. So I think it's a slow build with us of getting the right guys for a sustained period of time. And I think this upcoming season is going to show that for us, that it does pay off when you do things a certain way and you have buy-in. So I'm excited for this.
A two-part question, Caleb. One, are you a goal setter? And I don't mean that you actually pull out a pen and paper. Maybe you do and write down a goal. But are you a goal setter for your team? And if you are, what would that goal be for this upcoming year?
Most definitely I'm goal-driven. I knew when I took over at this particular school that we weren't a basketball school. We hadn't been a basketball school. I mean, we haven't been to the playoffs since 2005 was the last time. So the guys that are playing for us weren't even born then, really. And each season, I think we've gotten better. I think you can look at our scores and see we've gotten more competitive. But a big goal for us this year would be to make that playoff push, which is going to be difficult in 4A. I was listening earlier. That's Coach Scott pointed out. You got Landry, Peabody, and I think Washington Marion being added. But that would definitely be our goal this year, is to make that playoff push.
Sounds like a winner, Coach A. Thanks so much for the time, my friend. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Yes, sir. That is South Terrebonne boys basketball coach Caleb White joining us. And, man, he works really hard, and I know that he's had to make some difficult decisions to try to put the program first. I hope that those decisions start to pay off for him because, man, if you do things the right way over a long period of time, you're going to eventually see the results you want to see.
He's a good coach, and he's very, very smart. He does things in a smart manner. I think that everybody associated with the situation there knew. And I'm not quite sure what metaphor to use, because when we're talking about Ellender, we're talking about a different, you know, that's a different animal, where Coach Scott has to handle his kids one way. Caleb obviously has to handle his kids another way. And he's got to, this is going to sound horrible, kind of flush the toilet, so to speak, and start from scratch, yeah. You know, where, and then you build that base foundation and you put that cement slab down and you're building a really strong base. And that's what he's trying to do. And nobody ever thought that was going to be easy, including Caleb. I don't think Caleb ever thought that. So that being said, I think those are the things he is trying to do along the way. And the reason I brought up the assistant, I'd have to believe that Coach Scott would have said this too if we'd have brought it up. How important is your staff there? I think Brian Colley would say that. I think Andrew Cayuet would say that. It's ultra important, you know, to have those guys around, because you're not going to be there 24/7 to do those things. And especially in Coach White's situation, where he helps with football, Cortland Washington becomes very, very important to that basketball team. And when you go looking at these teams that are successful, it's a good staff. It's a good head coach, but it's a good staff. I think Tony Clark would tell you that. I think they all would tell you that.
You know, the one thing that Coach Scott and Coach White both said that I don't agree with is I liked the one round of district play. And the reason why I liked the one round of district play was because it was building towards what they were going to do this year if one round stayed in place, is that they were going to have a district tournament, which I thought would have been a wonderful showcase of local high school basketball. Every different school would have gotten to host each round of the tournament, and I thought that would have been fun. But if the coaches prefer two rounds, heck, more power to them. But I just thought that district tournament would have been something worth seeing.
I purposely asked those questions because I saw that those two guests would be on, because I really thought the answer we would get from Coach Scott was, I really wanted one round. And I thought that Kayla White was going to say, I really wanted two rounds, just from their perspective of seeing everything. I knew that Coach White, with a Vanderbilt and with a Morgan City and some of those teams he can play with year in and year out, if you play them one time and it just doesn't click for you, or you happen to be playing Morgan City in Morgan City instead of playing them at home, you want that opportunity. Whereas Coach Scott might say, hey, you know what? I want to go play somebody in New Orleans, you know, and take my shot there. Maybe go to Metairie. Maybe go to, you know, the Acadiana Corridor and play somebody. I know he goes to the Sunkist tournament. So that being said, it was interesting to hear that they both voted for the two rounds. And I would imagine that was just pretty much a popular vote.
Yeah.
And because I don't know, Brian kind of talked about it with us at one time. But, yeah, you are right that if they decided just to do a tournament at the end of the season or otherwise, some kind of way, doesn't mean you still don't have to play each other either. You could still play each other and just not count as a district game. So I guess it's a way to look at it. If anybody can figure out the PowerPoint rankings from year to year, let me know, because I'm sure these coaches are in the same boat as all of us.
Well, that was always my argument as well, is that if you want to play two rounds, just schedule everyone twice. You know, you could do it however you want to do it. But yeah, you're right. The power rankings and the PowerPoints and all that good stuff. That is
either that, Casey, or make district obsolete. There is no such thing as you all play in 4A basketball. Here's a ball, roll it out on the court, y'all set up a schedule and play. It doesn't matter. Now, you know, I would hate to lose that. It gives you that competitive edge to play in a district, you know, and you want to be proud of your local area. But boy, that's basically what it is now. The LHSA is saying, hey, you guys are all going to throw out a basketball and play, and we're going to get to the best team in the state of Louisiana by setting up power rankings. It really doesn't matter where you finish in your district.
You could go 20-0 in non-district play. You could go 0-10 in district play, and guess what? You're going to still be hosting a first-round playoff game.
Exactly. The big question this year is what's going to happen when it comes to state championships and all of these sports. It's either going to – no matter which way it goes, it's either going to be fun or it's going to be funny. I just don't know which one.
It's going to be fun either way. I tell you what, there's a storm brewing there, and we could do an entire show on that topic because, man, things are getting a little sticky with that. It's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we get back, we're going to go to Covenant Christian Academy and have Randy Bouquet on the line to talk about some things the Lions are doing to get ready for football season right here on ESPN 100.3, your flagship for the New Orleans Pelicans. A love that was so strong.
Since 1948, 71 years, Alario Brothers has been in the commercial fishing and shrimping supply business, stocking a large selection of 12-volt electrical and hydraulic single and double drum winches, hydraulic motors with brakes, beltless clutches, and pumps with brackets, hydraulic stainless steel skimmer winches, hydraulic valves, super winches, and hydraulic steering for up to 65-foot boats. They have a huge assortment of crab traps and crab trap wire, stocking nylon, plastic, and Nautilus webbing. You heard about that new webbing, Platina and Nautilus Dyneema. Alario Brothers has some of that, too. Alario Brothers stocks Shark tail netting. It's reinforced with stainless steel wire. They stock four different sizes of galvanized stabilizers. Also a large variety of fiberglass cloth, including resin, gel coat, and supplies. Lost an anchor? They've got anchors in stock from 5 pounds to 100 pounds. Visit Alario Brothers before the season starts. Alario Brothers, 894 Avenue A, West Wego. Call 504-341-1843. Visit their website, alariobrothers.com. Boats is coming
tonight. At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrade's 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
People join Walk MS to raise awareness and funds that change the world for everyone affected by multiple sclerosis. MS attacks the brain and spinal cord. It's the most common neurological disease leading to disability in young adults. Walk MS brings communities together, creating teams with friends, loved ones, and coworkers to rally around those we care about and end MS forever. Join us. Together we are stronger. Walk MS fundraising accelerates research breakthroughs and life-changing breakthroughs. It will take all of our passion, determination, and fundraising to end MS forever. Together, we can change the world for people with MS. Join us. Register today, start a team, and raise funds at walkms.org.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Southeast Louisiana sports leader, ESPN, New Orleans.
It's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Casey Gisclair with Stan Gravois. We go to the phone lines. We have CCA football coach Randy Bouquet on the line. Good morning, Coach Bouquet. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great. Doing great.
Wonderful. It's a busy time for you all, is that you're getting ready for the padded practices and everything that comes with the fall high school sports season. What are some of the things the Lions are looking to get accomplished here in the next couple of weeks?
Well, it's just about go time. And now you're going to be wrapping up your off-season, your summer weight room program, and you're going to start getting the kids start coming in and start getting everything set up as far as conditioning tests, as far as weightlifting and getting heights and weights and all that stuff. You got to, and of course, you've got to get your LHSAA paperwork started also. You got to get all the, make sure all the physicals are done. You got to get all the signatures and all that good medical forms and all that stuff taken care of as well. So it's fixing to be, as I told my wife, it's fixing to be that time of the year again where she's not going to see me for quite a while.
So go back 15 years, Randy, and you know, you're at a 5A school, and you probably have, and correct me if I'm wrong, 65 to 85 kids that you have in the summertime. Now, present day, you're at CCA where you have probably around 30, and I know you would tell me I'm probably kind of going over on that a little bit.
But
that being the case, the kids are working out in the summer. Are the headaches the same with that? I'm not talking about, I realize when you have your kids playing football on a Friday night, the headaches are certainly different because you got kids going both ways everywhere. But just from the summertime, are the headaches the same, or is there a different animal you kind of have to tackle with only having that number of kids in the summer? And to pile on top of that, I'm sure a lot of those kids are also baseball and basketball players who are trying to do other summer league stuff too, right?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's in many ways it really is the same, because, and I guarantee you, I'm not just speaking on behalf of CCA. I'm not just speaking on behalf of HL Bourgeois. I would venture to say that if you were able to talk to virtually any football coach from 1A, or you know, all the way up to 5A or whatever, it's a constant challenge. The summer is a constant challenge because no matter how much you preach, no matter how much you encourage, no matter how much you challenge, no matter how much, you're always just going to have those handful of kids, for whatever reason, that either will not show up or will be there very sparingly and so on. Now, thankfully, we've been very, very fortunate at HL Bourgeois back in the day, and now at CCA, where we have a real good core kids that have been regular. They've been coming virtually every day it's open, and they're working their tails off, and they're doing everything they can to get ready. But unfortunately, to answer your question, the same type of challenges are still there, where you still got some kids that, you know, for whatever reason, you don't see them, or you see them very sparingly. And then it's not, well, I'm just going to say, we had two kids last year that had injuries. And we don't think it was a coincidence that neither one of those kids made any workouts. The body has to be prepared for this sport. It's not a sport that you can just literally show up and put on pads and go play. You can't do that. Your body has to be prepared. And that's one of the things that we're going to be challenging and taking on in these next couple of weeks. Is getting these kids that some of them have done very, very little. All they've done is relaxed in the AC, eaten and chilled out and played on their iPads and phones and everything else. And so now you got to get them acclimated to get ready to put, you know, 25 pounds of equipment on and to go out in all this tremendous heat and compete for 2.5-3 hours.
Yeah, Coach, that's a very good point. And sort of along the same lines as you were telling us at the beginning of the interview that you guys are preparing for your conditioning test, I'd like to know, what is the CCA conditioning test? What do these guys have to do to quote-unquote be in shape?
Okay. And this is coming from some that I've picked up over the years. This is from Richard Curlin. This is from clinics. This is from just own personal preference. You know, this is all the many years that I've been doing this. This is the one thing that I find has been pretty consistent about letting, which is the whole point of the conditioning test is to, number one, encourage your athletes to come over the summer so that they don't have to worry, you don't have to worry about the conditioning test, because we do our conditioning over the summer mm-hmm. in a gradual buildup. In other words, when you come early in the summer, the running is minimal. But as we get closer to the season, of course, you're going to have more and more running to get them acclimated. But to answer your question, we ask our kids to run 110 yards, and they have to do it under time. If you are a skilled player, you need to run 110 yards in 19 seconds or under. If you are a lineman, or if you line up with a lineman, if you're a offensive, defensive line, et cetera, you have 22 seconds. Now, you and I would struggle with that. I can promise you. If you and I right now, if I was to magically take you on a football field, and if I said, okay, we're going to do five.
Well, obviously, you're talking about Casey, right? You're talking about Casey.
Hey, whoever the shoe fits, brother. If we would get on the line and we would run, we could probably do the first one or two at best. And then after that, we would be completely done. But, of course, we're talking about 15 to 17-year-old young men, you know, that hopefully have been coming. Most of our kids handle it really well, most of our kids. But, again, it's not coincidence that the ones that struggle with it and the ones that have to quit doing it are the ones that we don't see during the summer, you know. And that's what we preach all during spring ball. We preach it all during spring ball. Guys, look, we had a great, you know, spring. And it was a good spring and so on and so forth. But, guys, this is just the start. The real war is going to be this summer. They need to come during the summer to get yourself ready for the season because, again, the key is your body has to be ready to go in a matter of weeks now.
So here's my Randy Boke story real quick, Casey. Last week we went to see the movie yesterday. And for whatever reason, it was a bad night, and, you know, it was stormy, and the theater actually lost the electricity, so the movie started later. Well, they came out and told us that the movie would start later. Of course, Randy was telling everybody in the theater exactly what was going to happen, and he was pretty much on key with everything. They gave us a free pass to come back, but they did start it about a half an hour later, Randy?
Yeah, that's correct.
And it didn't have sound to it. Casey, when I tell you this, when I tell you this, and we may have talked a little bit about this, but it's good for the public to hear. Randy starts acting out the movie, the voice, the audio of the movie, because there's no sound, right? And it's the movie yesterday. Now, Randy's never seen the movie before, but at the very beginning, a guy's on a street corner playing a guitar, and he knows the movie's about the Beatles, right? So he starts singing Let It Be to the top of his lungs in the theater. Everybody's cracking up laughing in the theater. I'm thinking to myself, now, we just paid about, what, $11 to go watch a movie at AMC Theaters.
Got your money's worth.
And these people are going, we got our money's worth. Even if this movie never plays with the correct sound. And I'm sitting next to him, and his son Chase is on the other side, and we're looking at him like, oh, my God. And
this is why Elisa Boke rarely will be seen at the movie theater with her husband.
That, yes, his wife just won't go around. But I did want everybody to know that you are how you are on the radio and how you are on the football sideline and how you are in your biology classes, how you are in life. And it's amusing. Let's
Thank
use
you.
That word.
Yeah, thank you. I take that as a huge compliment. Absolutely. Yeah.
How was Midsommar? Is that the name of that one? Well, if you got to think,
it's an extremely twisted, demented.
I should have never went there.
It was. I'm going to tell you when you leave the theater, you're going, that was really messed up. Like you're you know, you honestly want to go to church, right? Theater, you want to go to church and get right with God. Hey. Because let me tell you something, that thing was twisted.
Well, and I'm glad I didn't go. And next, if it was twisted for you, it really had to be twisted.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, they had some people that, in fact, I'm pretty sure at least one or two people actually walked out.
Wow,
it was,
really?
Yeah, it's and I'm going to tell you right now, it's not scary. It's not scary. You will not jump one time. You will not jump one time.
So what's the official name of it again?
Midsommar.
Midsommar. Okay.
Yep. And look, everybody that likes Halloween was going, oh, man, Coach Boke was free. Well, I'm just telling you, if you go, you're going to want to go to church. I'm just telling you, after you walk out of this thing, you know, I'm going to see Brother Steve tomorrow because I'm telling you, this thing was, it is twisted, brother. It is a twisted, twisted deal.
On that note, Coach Boke, we'll let you go and enjoy the rest of your Saturday, my friend.
Hey, thank y'all so much. I appreciate you guys very much. Y'all know I do.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, sir.
That is Randy Bouquet with CCA, doing a great job, as always, keeping us in tune with Lions football and then also a little bit of Hollywood as well.
I hate to bring those in there, Casey, but it was so funny that day. I had to.
You're listening to the Sports Corner, presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Casey and Stan will be right back with our second hour, and also Gary Hill will be joining us right here on ESPN 100.3, your flagship for the New Orleans Pelicans.
El Paso Mexican Grill in Raceland is well known for their authentic Mexican food and their cantina. Come and enjoy their daily lunch specials and happy hour from 3 till 7 with $2 ice cold beer and 2-for-1 margaritas. Looking for the best party on the bayou? Well, that's El Paso's Grill and Cantina with a live mariachi band. El Paso Mexican Grill, the freshest food from our family to yours. El Paso Mexican Grill on Highway 1 in Raceland.
Napa Know How. Rogers Parts, your local distributor of high-quality Napa Auto Parts, Marine, and Industrial Supplies, has what you need to keep your vehicle rolling safely down the road. Whether it's repair or maintenance, Napa has the parts to help you make your vacation destination. Getting ready for that big fishing trip, they have quality marine parts to help keep your boat going. So stop by one of Rogers Parts' 5 locations, Lockport, La Rose, Galliano, Morgan City, and Labadyville, and talk with one of their ASE parts specialists. Rogers Parts, they've got the Napa know-how.
Hi, I'm Brett Chesson, a certified athletic trainer and manager of Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that TGMC provides certified athletic trainers to high schools in Terrebonne Parish free of charge? The partnership between TGMC and all 7 high schools in Terrebonne Parish allows student athletes to receive education, prevention, and care measures at school during practices and games. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. TGMC Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
Want more from your bank? Open a Cajun Pride checking account at State Bank and Trust Company and enjoy the benefits. Unlimited check writing, overdraft protection, online banking, mobile banking, debit card, ID theft assistance, safe deposit box discounts, prescription drug discounts, shopping, travel, entertainment discounts, and much more. Call or come in for more information about applicable fees and terms. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. State Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
With the first pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the New Orleans Pelicans select Zion Williamson.
Hey, this is Daniel Salerson. Join Jim, Mike, and Offer and me as the Pelicans take on the Washington Wizards in Summer League action Saturday night at 9 on your new flagship station for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
Celebrity infidelity is weird because it seems like it's okay if you like the people involved. Don't get me started on The Office because I've done this about The Office before. This Jim and Pam business that everybody thought they were a great love story, Pam was with Roy the whole time. And then she's kissing Jim and Jim's kissing her and it's like, listen, what they're doing is wrong morally. Like, just because you like the people involved doesn't mean that infidelity is okay, people.
They had to correct it. They went over the top in trying to make you dislike Roy. Roy was even acting outside of normal Roy behavior to make it work, and I still felt bad for Roy.
They were making Roy out to be too much of a bad guy. Destroying bars, crashing jet skis, it's too much.
I mean, his life was tearing apart at the seams because of Pam's actions.
Still a good show, one of my favorite shows, but listen, I feel like we were sending the wrong message with that one. And we're kind of doing the same thing here with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
The Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
And welcome back to the Sports Corner, presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Casey Gisclair and Stan Gravois here. Hour one was a beauty. If you want to catch that a little later in the week, you could go to ESPN1003.com. In our podcast section, you'll be able to listen to our conversation with Cornell Scott, Caleb White, Randy Boke, any of those conversations. We have made efforts to reach out to Coach Gary Hill here in the last couple of minutes. He has not answered his phone just yet. He's a busy guy. We expect to get him here in the next couple of minutes.
Busy. Gary's fishing somewhere. He just doesn't have good reception.
That's a good segue, is that in about, you know, 4 or 5 hours or so, I'm going to be out in Fouchon for the Golden Meadow Fouchon Tarpon Rodeo. You can catch us live from 3 to 6. I'll be out there spending a good time with a lot of folks catching some really big offshore fish. Hopefully there's a tarpon or two that are on the board, a bunch of red snapper on the board.
And you can't eat.
No, I can't eat anything. Wait, who says I can't eat anything?
Me.
So, yeah, we'll be out there from 3 to 6 pulling double duty today. That'll be a good time. It always is. And that broadcast is sponsored by Ashley Barrios State Farm, Mike Fazy, candidate for State Senate, Donnie Lario, candidate for State Representative District 54, and the Lafourche Parish Sheriff's Office. So thanks so much to those folks. But, Stan, the big news, and one of the reasons why we wanted to have Gary Hill on the show, is got the 4th of July announcement. I was actually in Cocodrie with some family and friends over at a camp out there, and checked my phone, scrolling through some emails, and see Ja'Kai Douglas had made his Independence Day verbal commitment to Florida State University. I was a little bit surprised by that, because like I had said in the first hour, I was always, from some of the whispers that I were hearing from folks out there, under the impression that the University of Florida was the school to beat. Sure enough, it looks like Florida State University did some legwork here and really scored some points with Ja'Kai. And for now, they have his verbal commitment and the inside track on signing this guy a little bit later in the year.
I was surprised also, but more from a standpoint, I didn't know if he had any favorite in there. I wasn't quite sure, as I know that you were, that maybe it would have been Florida. I do know Florida State went over there and made a huge impression. I actually thought they were there more for Mason Smith, though. And that's what happens. You'll find that it becomes kind of a clusters thing. And I understand as another kid, actually after Mason Smith, who's coming up from the ninth grade, who is going to be on everybody's radar real soon. And I don't, just because I'm really scared to talk about names too much of high school kids, I'm going to leave that one alone. And I know everybody will just say, well, you teased us a little bit. Yeah. That being said, I do think it comes in groups. I think it comes in, you know, them seeing somebody else and going, oh, look at this kid. And that's kind of what's happening at Terrebonne. Of course, Ja'Kai Douglas is the one who kind of started that trend. And I think it's by going to camps in the summer. I think it's by Coach Ogeron giving attention. And isn't it interesting, if one major university gives you attention, all of a sudden it becomes, you know, flies that are all coming in. And, it seems, if you read his Twitter post, am I saying that right, Casey? Mm-hmm. Twitter post?
Yeah.
That it revolves around him really liking Coach Taggart over at Florida State. And I think Briles, the son of Coach Briles, is now the offensive coordinator there and probably likes their style. It is early, folks. I mean, the kid's still got a senior year of high school football to play. And, you know, I'm going back to being old again, but, you know, used to be you really concentrated on your senior year, got it done, and then you signed. So I do believe things that are going to happen. I do believe he's probably going to take a lot of calls from other schools in the meantime. But as it's done now, it's Florida State. And I got to tell you, if Florida State is your worst option, man, you're in really, really good company.
There's no doubt about that. So, Joey D, we have, let's see. Oh, we have Coach Rod on the line. Coach Rod, how you doing, man?
Good morning.
You found the secret number.
How you doing, sir?
We're doing wonderful. Finished the offensive and defensive line camp, the Louisiana line camp, and now we're looking forward to the pro combine camp.
Okay, wonderful. How'd the first camp go?
Well, we had 525. We had 380 last year. This year, 525. So we did something right. Can't figure out how come we jumped up about 140 campers, but the Nichols staff really did a good job of pushing it. I think maybe moving it from Father's Day weekend had a little bit to do with it, but trying to put a finger on how we jumped up that many, you know, getting Pete Jenkins on the airways about two or three times didn't hurt, and of course HTV putting it out there for us, and you guys putting it out surely helped us increase on the campus.
Now, Coach, we were talking a little bit earlier in this segment about Ja'Kai Douglas making his verbal commitment to Florida State. You've seen that young man play a couple of times. What makes him a college-bound player?
Well, he's got it. I mean, he's the guy when you're watching a junior high game and you don't know his name, but he's making all the plays, offensive, defensively. And when he goes to the next level, he grows and matures, and you still see him making those same plays. He's going to do the same thing on the next level. They're going to get him bigger, stronger, faster, and he'll mature, and he'll just you can't coach speed. You can't coach what he has when he has the ball in his hand, or you know it's he just got hit, and Gary's done a good job with it now, taking his skills and to produce the way he does. You know with the amount of talent there. There's a lot of good players that don't produce like that because, of course, you know what to do with him. Gary knows what to do with him, when, how. You know, he's receiving the ball, he's catching the ball in the returns. And he's a seven-position player. You know, he's going to play quarterback, he's going to play running back, he's going to play receiver. In high school, he can play cover your best receiver. He's going to punt return, he's going to kick off return. That's not many guys that are seven-position players. He's one.
Last time I saw you, Coach, and I'd like to thank you for this, was over at the Bayou Region induction ceremony for the Hall of Fame, as you were there to support Jay Pennesaw and Johnny Meads, two guys that you had coached. But you also brought along Sonny Jackson and Kenny Yes. Guyot and those guys. Thanks so much for bringing them there and to celebrate those guys' accomplishments.
Yes, and I just thought it was important that we would be there to let them know that we're still in that corner. I mean, they helped us produce, they helped us win, and hopefully we helped them mature as young men and went on to their career, what they accomplished in their later lives.
And, Coach, you talked about the second camp that you guys have a little later in the summer. What's the dates and everything on that?
July 19th, a one-day camp. It's a $50 camp. It's called the Pro Football Camp, but now with Rebo and his staff, the way they handle themselves in the community and whatever they do, they want to be part. And we've kind of like, you know, I used to have an offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator with myself. We would dictate the process of the camp, the measurements and so on. We've kind of let the Nichols staff take that over with Tommy Rybacker and Rob Cristopol and Rebo. You know, the measurables that they want to see. We start registration at 6:30 in the morning. If you're there at 6:30, you're going to put your cleats on, and we're going to time you in the 40. As you come in, we're going to do this. We're going to start measuring you. And we're going to measure you in four things: the 40, the vertical jump, the pro agility, and the L drill. That's the four things that Coach Rebo wants to see. You know, in the past, he has gotten somewhat under commitment, and he offers kids when he sees, of course, he sees them in film, sees them play, but when they're standing there in front of him and he sees the measurable and the type of character kid he is, then, you know, he'll put out that commitment to him. And he's got a commitment the last 4 years or three or four years from someone in the camp. And then we're going to go into the individual. You know, the offensive line is going to be coached by the high school coaches, by the pro combine guys, and so on, running backs. And with those measurables, we're going to give the top quarterback, top running back, first and second place. So they get a little recognition in that win. And then the main thing with the camp is we give four scholarships to young men that are in the camp. Four $1,000 scholarships to the school where they go to school.
Yeah, very good. Hey, Coach, thanks so much for the time, man. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. That is Coach Rod doing a good job, as always. man, they are keeping those kids busy, man. We talk all the time about how kids don't want to be active and busy. They're forcing those kids to be active and busy over the summer.
Yeah, you just have to worry about overkill on some of it. But this is a combine camp where you should have been working all summer. Listen, if you haven't, and I'm talking to the kids out there on the high school level, if you haven't and you just show up to this combine camp, don't expect a whole lot. You know, they'll show you how to do this going forward in better technique, but I'm sure that your stats are not going to be real good if you haven't done anything over the summer.
So, Stan, we were talking a little bit about Ja'Kai Douglas just a minute ago. What position do you think he's going to play at Florida State University?
I would have to believe a slot guy, a flanker, a guy who is maybe not your last guy on the line of scrimmage, but he'll be in there where he can still do a couple other things. I do think he's going to be a returner. You know, as Coach Rod just mentioned, he did some really good things returning the ball this past year for Terrebonne. I'm not sure we're going to see him do that a whole lot for Terrebonne this year. Nonetheless, on the collegiate level, I do think he'll do that. I think he'll be that slide guy. When Coach Rod was mentioning him as a defensive back, I know they spot play him back there in the defensive backfield, but you know, he's got everything to do it. He's got the hips. He's got the physicality. He can get to the ball. He can recover well and all of those things. He just doesn't have that kind of look to him, because I'm thinking of the Trevon Reeds of the world when they came out. And you knew Trevon Reed, who was a quarterback at Thibodeau, would equate to a defensive back. Whether he was playing wide receiver at Auburn or not, he was still a little taller and things like that. So I think that's what it's going to be, but, man, I've been wrong so many times before that you guys might want to just say he's going to be an all-pro defensive back in the NFL one day.
So Florida State has got him for now. They've got to hold on to him for the next couple of months here before the first national signing day, which is in the winter. Congratulations to Ja'Kai. We certainly hope he parlays this commitment with a huge senior season. Let's go ahead and take our next commercial break. When we get back, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about some of the things going on in the world of the NBA. We woke up this morning to news of a giant trade and different things that have been going on. It all involves Los Angeles, but not the Los Angeles team that you thought. It's the Yay. Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute right here on ESPN 100.3, your flagship for the New Orleans Pelicans.
As a leader in sanitation for the oil and gas industry, Joe Septic Contractors caters to all field clients offering vacuum truck service for the offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Joe Septic Contractors offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings. Call Joe Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit our website at www.joeseptic.com.
Warm weather means baseball, but it also means swarming termites. Hi, I'm Nichols baseball coach Seth Thibodeau. When I want to strike out termites, I put the local experts Dan Foster and Billy Foster in the game. Terminex targets termites where they live and eliminates the colony. Call a local team at Terminex of Houma for a free inspection and quote on termite protection. It will be a home run.
Terminex is a proud supporter of Nichols Athletics.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same-day appointments are available on weekdays, with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788. Donlin Construction.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. and challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
The Army National Guard is offering up to a $20,000 enlistment bonus and other tuition benefits to qualified candidates, including new recruits and those with prior military service. Already received your education or are currently in school? You may be eligible for up to $50,000 in student loan repayment. Learn more about the many benefits that come with serving part-time in the Army National Guard. Visit NationalGuard.com today. Sponsored by the Louisiana National Guard and aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Miss an interview? Visit the Audio Vault at ESPN1003.com.
It's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Casey just there with Stan Grabois here, and I got to tell you guys, last night I was watching some baseball, and my Braves had a long rain delay. They were playing the Miami Marlins at about 9 o'clock our time in the eighth inning. Game is rained out. So it's 0-0 in the eighth inning. I'm thinking to myself, it's a Friday night. I don't have anything to do. I'm going to wait this thing out. So I'm just kind of watching Netflix or whatever, following the phone, looking to see an update of when the game's going to resume. And it resumes at about midnight our time. Braves end up winning 1-0. The reason why I'm telling
you have to throw that in there.
The reason why I'm telling this story here is because after that game ended, like, I'm usually a go to bed at 2 to 3 a.m. kind of guy. That's the type of guy I am. But I'm also a wake up at 10 to 11 a.m. kind of guy. So after that Braves game, I was tired. I was pooped from waiting out that rain delay. I went to bed at about midnight or so, and I missed the news, which broke at about 3 a.m. of Kawhi Leonard being traded. Or not traded, signing with the Los Angeles Clippers, and the news of Paul George being traded to the Los Angeles Clippers with them. And I woke up to that this morning, and I got to tell you, that cartoon of the Grinch where he starts out with a straight face and then he does the evil smile, and by the time it's going, his lips are ginormous. That was me this morning waking up and seeing that Kawhi Leonard is not going to be joining LeBron James with the Los Angeles Lakers, because now, oh, my goodness, Stan. We've got, you look at professional basketball, the Clippers have a chance, the Lakers have a chance, the Rockets have a chance. There are any number of teams. The Jazz had a great offseason. The Trailblazers had a good offseason.
The Nets, maybe?
The Nets have a chance. The Warriors, you can't discount them. There are any number of teams who actually have a chance to win the title, whereas in years past, we would open the season knowing just 3 or 4 teams had a puncher's shot at it. Now that's not the case. Next year's postseason, which is almost a full year from now, is going to be a lot of fun.
And now a lot of the attention is being shifted to Oklahoma City and what's going on there and what's going to happen with Westbrook. And I got to tell you, it kind of restores my faith a little bit. I'm glad that there's a little bit more parity in this. I do realize it's still a lot of big markets that are going to have probably the better teams. I hope certainly that I love the line you gave when I first came in today. For you folks, I have to share this because Casey and I were talking before we went on air, and I said, did you listen to anything with the Pelicans last night? Because obviously there was a little earthquake in Los Angeles, and it affected the Vegas area for that was their first game last night, right?
Yes, sir.
So their first game last night in the summer league for the Pelicans. Zion bumps knees with somebody and gets a little banged up. And Casey said he is now officially a Pelican. And I thought, how appropriate is that for everything that has happened in the past? But with all of that being said, yeah, my faith is restored. Do you think, and I ask you this as a person who knows a lot more about the NBA than I do you think in some way, shape, or form this is a little choreographed, the way the dominoes are falling from the, from Anthony Davis' announcement of going to the Lakers, to what's happening with Kawhi, and in there, somewhere in between, it was Durant. Because if all of this happens at the same time, it's like one big explosion, but the NBA doesn't stay in the limelight for maybe the period of time that it would have. Instead, now, you know, the Anthony Davis announcement is, what, 3 weeks ago now, I guess, more or less? And then you work in the Durant situation and all the guys who are going with the Nets. And now you have this falling in place. So I think the NBA is just doing a really good job of staying in the limelight right now.
I hadn't thought about that, but it does make a lot of sense because it feels like as soon as one wave dies out, the other one's coming right behind it. And I thought one thing that was interesting was that, you know, according to reports by Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, is that Kawhi's preference was to stay in Toronto. And he told Toronto, hey, if you could get me Paul George, we've got a deal. But Toronto doesn't have the assets that the Clippers had in terms of draft pick luxury and in terms of flexible contracts. And they were able to make the Paul George trade, and it kind of twisted Kawhi's arm a little bit, and they were able to make it happen through that. But I thought it was interesting that he wanted to stay with the Raptors but was nervous about their inability of getting a second star with him. And Jerry West, the old dog, found a way to get Paul George and had secured him Kawhi Leonard.
Well, interestingly enough, if you were a Raptors fan or you thought there was going to be some dynasty that was starting up over there, trade it in because they're about to become extinct again for a while. You called that, Casey?
The dinosaurs are extinct again.
I think that that's a nice little drum beat, Joey. I think the Raptors are obviously one and done. I kind of feel bad that they didn't have any kind of longevity, at least competing, you know, because again, it goes back to maybe not being a major market and, you know, it wasn't going to be a thing where, you know, when we say all of this and I go back and I want to make sure that, you know, I'm being fair to everybody, because at one time San Antonio certainly was a power, and that's not a major market by any stretch of the imagination. So all of it being put together, I am so glad when I heard it was the Clippers. Actually, the first thing the way I found out this morning was, so I got a notification either on Yahoo News or Google News that Drake was being trolled by tons and tons of fans around the country because of the way he had this, you know, love for the Toronto Raptors. And what are you going to do now, Drake? And all, and I'm going, well, wait, what's this about? And then I read the article that said, you know, Kawhi Leonard had left. We're going to find out about Drake because I understand he is kind of a guy who jumps on the bandwagon. He might be on that Clippers bandwagon. We'll see. Nonetheless, that's how I found out this morning when I saw it was the Clippers. First thing I read was Los Angeles, and I didn't see the Clippers yet because it was on the next line, and I was like, oh, you got to be kidding. And when I saw it was the Clippers, I was like, good, let Los Angeles have it out there. Let them have their big battles.
The thing that always was the attraction to me was, like, I'm not the fan of the Lakers have done everything wrong for the last decade, and I didn't want them to just luck into a dynasty just because, oh, we're the Lakers. And the Clippers are a franchise that has really turned themselves around. Heck, they were dirt in the last, you know, two or three decades before, and then now in the late 90s they started turning around, early 2000s got a little bit better. Now they're in a position of prominence, and to me this is like if one day we got out of bed and the Mets were the powerhouse in New York City, and the White Sox were the powerhouse in Chicago. I think it's kind of neat that we're looking at a situation now where the Nets are going to run New York City, and the Clippers, though the Lakers are still going to be really good, the Clippers have a chance to run Los Angeles. I think that's going to be kind of neat to see because we've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, before. I would agree with that. I don't think the White Sox will ever rule Chicago, but from the standpoint of what you're saying, I agree that the Clippers are going to make a little headway. I still think the star power is probably around the Lakers a little bit. The other thing we better, you know, not forget about the Lakers is that as much as we want to bash Anthony, Anthony Davis is a guy with LeBron James who is going to give that they're going to be good.
They're going to still be good.
It's hard for me to say, but they're going to be good. And that being the case, if they are that good and they could surround them with a couple other guys, it's going to be something. I will say this, too. You sit and you watch like the Yankees. So the Yankees, you mentioned the Mets and the Yankees. The Yankees are that team, and they are again this year. But you got a guy like DJ LeMahieu who goes over there, and DJ LeMahieu is a good baseball player. But now as a Yankee, he's becoming like this ultra superstar, you know, at second base, and he's going to be a starter in the All-Star game. I'm wondering if the Lakers feel like they can get those kind of guys that can up their game when they become a Laker. Just being a Laker is going to up your game a little bit. So, you know, that'll be really interesting. I don't know how it's going to play out. We're going to find out if those guys who did play for the Lakers who are now with the Pelicans, we're going to find out how good they were. You know, was it, you know, because of the Lakers that you were what you were? Was it because of Luke Walton? Was it because of this? Or is it going to be now they come here and they really thrive? It's going to be interesting to see how the entire league plays out.
I agree with you 100%, Stan. And before we take our next commercial break, and we'll talk a little bit of Zion in the next segment, want to give kudos to a guest on this show, or a former guest on this show, and probably going to be a future guest as well, Justin Williams. Remember when we last spoke to him, he was injured and wasn't sure when he was going to play again. He's been playing, actually got called back up to AAA with Memphis. And on July the 4th, Justin went 2-for-3 with 2 home runs and 4 RBI. So it's safe to say that he's getting back right.
Yeah, I think before the year's out, I'm not saying he's going to stay up there for the long term, but he's going to get called up to either somebody's dinged up, something up there. And it's good to know he's in AAA. But I will say this. Folks, don't discount AA. AA is, and that's where he was. I think the last time we talked to him, he was still in AA, and was coming off of an injury. And from that perspective, both of those leagues, you know, you're doing something right. Of course, now he's flying in jets instead of riding buses, so that's always a good thing. But yeah, we'll be talking about Justin on the major league level.
Still just 23 years old. It feels like he's been a professional baseball player now for 10 years. He's only 23. That's crazy. Is the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. When we get back, Stan and I are going to talk about Zion Williamson's debut, and then a little later in the show, we're going to keep the sports talk train rolling. We've got about 30 more minutes right here on ESPN 100.3, your flagship for the New Orleans Pelicans.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Megan here with Vision Communications. Have you checked out Vision's Lightwave TV yet? With Lightwave TV, you get a more modern interactive program guide, better search features, true multi-room DVR, access to new channels, and so much more. Upgrade to Lightwave TV today and pay only $65 a month. That's only $65 a month and includes 2 set-top boxes and DVR service. Call today for offer details and to learn more about Lightwave TV, a better way to watch. From Vision Communications, bringing you a better vision.
Thursdays have lunch with the Sports Hangover at our ESPN Lunch Club as we're live at Vinny's in Metairie, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive. Each and every Thursday, we'll do the show live from Vinny's where you can enjoy delicious fresh wraps, burgers, and more. Vinny's is also home to the best happy hour in town, 3 to 7 p.m. every day. And that happy hour includes signature cocktails. Stop in this and every Thursday at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie for the Sports Hangover, 12 to 3 p.m. on ESPN New Orleans.
With the first pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the New Orleans Pelicans select Zion Williamson.
Hey, this is Daniel Salerson. Join Jim, Mike, and Offer and me as the Pelicans take on the Washington Wizards in Summer League action Saturday night at 9 on your new flagship station for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Brittany LaBeouf, a certified athletic trainer for Terrebonne General Medical Center's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that we've given over 4,000 baseline concussion tests to student athletes in Terrebonne Parish at no charge? A baseline concussion test allows the athlete to get back to their sport in the safest manner possible. TGMC's certified athletic trainers supervise the return-to-play protocol at each high school once the physician releases the athlete back to activity. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
Hey, it's Golic. Keep it on 100.3 FM, your 24-hour sports station, ESPN New Orleans.
Come on over, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on.
It's very fitting. It's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. And fellas, there's always these little stories that you could tell about sports and athletes and everything of the sort. I could always tell you where I was, you know, watching George W. Bush throw the first pitch after 9/11 or whatever. For the rest of Zion Williamson's professional basketball career, I'm going to be tapping that guy on the side of me at the bar and saying, hey, his first summer league game got canceled because there was an earthquake. That was weird to see, man. I didn't expect to see anything like that.
I did not equate that earthquake could have those kind of ramifications in Las Vegas. I mean, all the way across the state of California, which leads me to believe for all of you guys, and I know there's not a lot listening probably, but for all of you people or Californians out there who say, how can y'all live in hurricane-ravaged areas like y'all do? I'm thinking today, I don't want no part of that. That is not what, you know, because one thing, there is obviously no warning that comes before. But my biggest sports remembrance of an earthquake, obviously, is in San Francisco with the Giants and everything that happened with that. I'm not sure if it was the World Series or the pennant or what they were going for at the time. Nonetheless, if the ground starts rumbling, I'd imagine people in California today are outside. You know, just they're kind of watching out, not being in the wrong area. And if it happened all the way in Las Vegas, that must have been something. And I go back to what you said and before we came on air. I just think it's so funny that he bumped knees and we're like, oh my God, he's definitely a Pelican. There's no doubt.
Before Zion got injured, he played 9 minutes. He was 4 of 9, shooting 11 points, 3 rebounds. He did okay, 0 for 2 of 3. That's kind of not his game yet.
Well, I didn't see this, so I want you to describe it. I know you and Joey were talking about this and not seeing it last night. He actually ripped the ball from somebody and a power dunk after.
Kevin Knox got a rebound. Kevin Knox is one of the guys the Knicks are actually trying to give the Pelicans for Anthony Davis. Knox got a rebound. Zion is behind him right under the basket, and he just darn near rips his shoulder off and takes the ball and then just jams it home. It was one of those plays that, watching it, you're thinking to yourself, like, this is a middle linebacker. This guy is an animal. That was a great
He looks like a middle linebacker. He does look like, and again, I didn't see last night, but he does look like there's a little bit of, I'm not sure if this is the right word, but baby fat he could lose along the way. But
he is a little thick.
Yeah.
He is a little thick.
I think he's going to be fine. I love his answers to when people are talking about the NBA game, and he's like, you kidding me? Now there's more spacing on the court than I ever had playing collegiate basketball. So this game might even fit his game a little bit better on the NBA level.
You know, funny story is I got a friend of mine who is actually in Las Vegas, okay? So he's not even going for Zion or anything like that, just on a family vacation in Las Vegas for the 4th of July. He texts me, he says, man, I got money on the Knicks tonight. Why would you bet on a summer league game? I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
But listen, he had money on the Knicks, 4-point favorites in the game. So throughout the first half, the Knicks are crushing the Pelicans. He's texting me all this, you know, yeah, I'm going to spend this money on this or that or whatever it may be. Second half, the Pelicans go on a big run and take a big lead. He's freaking out, losing his mind. Then the earthquake happens. The game doesn't officially finish, so he gets refunded. He gets saved by the earthquake.
Is that right? Yeah. I would wonder how that would work. But I would wonder, like, in the small print when you're betting in Las Vegas and you look at the line and the small print at the bottom, it says, in case of an earthquake, well, we give you your money back.
Well, that's exactly what it was. It said on the bottom, the game must be, you know, full 48 minutes or whatever for the bet to actually take place. And because the game didn't finish it, and there were like 8 minutes left, he got a refund, even though he was about to lose his title.
At first, I was kind of like, oh my goodness, you have a friend who bets on summer league basketball. But that being said, he's in Vegas. I get that. You know, that's not a bad deal. I'm disappointed he bet against the Pelicans, you know. But, you know, so he got his money back.
Yeah, he got his money back. Mitchell Robinson, Chalmette product. Very good player. He looked good last night. 8 points, 10 rebounds, 4 blocks.
He's one of those. When I saw him in college, high school over at Chalmette High, they played H.O. Bourgeois, and I was kind of like, okay, but you know, this guy's not going to be ready for the NBA anytime soon. Well, you know, I was wrong, which is why I'll never pass judgment on any of these kids going forward playing on the collegiate or the professional level. Sometimes they grow up a little bit, and I think he's grown up both physically and mentally. That guy's a beast.
In high school, he did a lot of weird stuff. Like, he'd play behind the three-point line, and I always left those Chalmette games wondering, like, if he just put his butt in the paint the entire game, what would his stat line be?
When I would see him, And this was only once where I saw him live, and obviously reading on him, I thought the guy does what he wants to do. And the coach is like, what am I going to tell him? You know, you have to sit in the paint. You have to play low. And he kind of did what he want. Hindsight being 2020, maybe playing out there with the ball a little bit, maybe made him a better basketball player all around. And now in the NBA, they're going to say, this is where you're going to be and this is what you're going to do. But it certainly has been successful for him.
Remember, they played Terrebonne in a playoff game at Terrebonne. And Terrebonne for the first quarter and a half or so was running well with him. And Mitchell was outside doing this thing. And the second half, he stayed in the paint. And it was Lob City. They were throwing it up to him, and he was finishing. And that Chalmette team actually made it to the state championship game. And, boy, they were actually the state semifinals. They lost to Bonneville in the semifinals game. That was a really competitive, hard-fought game, and I think watching him play there when he was actually challenged made me believe, yeah, okay, maybe there's something there.
You know, and I don't recall this. He obviously, I know his collegiate career didn't work out to being a full-fledged collegiate career. Was it Georgetown or somewhere? I'm thinking of Monroe, actually.
Mitchell Robinson?
Yes.
He never played college.
Never at all.
He was assignee to
Western Kentucky.
Western Kentucky, and then the whole thing there, he didn't play, and then he went to Kansas for a little while and was flirting with UNO. And a lot of folks kind of gave up on him as they thought, you know, hey, there was some baggage there, but he just never could find the right fit.
Yes, that all comes back now, as you say, and all of that, which would also lead you to believe that the NBA might have been a tough task for him. But again, kids grow up and they get the act together, and he seems to be doing just that.
New Orleans Pelicans are going to be live tonight on ESPN 100.3 at 9 o'clock, Joey D. Is that correct?
Roughly
9 o'clock. It's going to depend on some other games and everything.
Depending on any earthquakes today, you know, things like that.
Natural disasters and everything in Las Vegas. Zion Williamson, though, is not expected to play tonight because, and this is not anything to do with his injury, they had announced long before the summer league started that on days where there were back-to-back games, he wasn't going to play the second half of that back-to-back. So I got a feeling that, you know, there were all these talks during summer league about the StubHub price of the tickets and everything like that. I think those may be going southward.
Yes, I think people figured out which games he would be involved in and which ones he won't, and they're going to base even telecasts and things like that around that. So, you know, the only other thing is when you think of the NBA and everybody talks about the grind that it is in the season to make some of these newcomers come in and play in a summer league before that. And all right, it's all about the money. I get it, but don't, you know, at the end of the NBA season when Zion is really struggling maybe that rookie year just with fatigue, I hope we understand what he has gone through, both mentally and physically, leading up to the season and throughout the season.
One wrinkle here, and we'll catch a break here in just a second, is that by Kawhi Leonard making his decision this morning, the Anthony Davis trade is now complete. Lakers had to wait on Kawhi's decision before finalizing that trade. That is now complete. So you say, okay, well, why does that matter? Well, now the Pelicans are going to get those two guys that they drafted actually onto their summer league team, because remember, they drafted them with picks that they got from other teams and different trades and everything. So now you're going to get to see the full rookie crop here for the rest of the summer, which I know they're excited about.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. So this makes it final.
So Anthony Davis is now officially a Los Angeles Laker as of today.
Very good. Sorry. So how do you think those Laker guys are going to compete for the Pelicans? The only reason I say that is obviously we mentioned we have to deal with one of the dads of one of them. But that being said, you know, they got in, you know, Redden, and I don't know. I don't know if Ball's that good. It remains to be seen.
Lonzo is a really good defender. He does not shoot it well. If you could surround him with guys who could shoot it well, like J.J. Redick, you may have a chance. I'm not very high on Brandon Ingram. I think that his game is shooting mid-range two-point shots, which is kind of being phased out of the NBA today. We'll see. I like Josh Hart. I think Josh Hart's a competitor. I think he's a tough kid. We'll see. I'm nervous about it, Stan, because when LeBron James went out, I saw that as an opportunity last year for those guys to really step up and show their worth. And as soon as LeBron got hurt, that ship crashed into the ground.
I agree with that. It was sort of an implosion. Instead of them rising to the occasion, they sort of didn't. Whereas, actually, the Pelicans had a couple of guys who did rise to the occasion.
That makes me nervous. So let's take our final commercial break. When we get back, I want to ask Stan about the MLB All-Star Game, Home Run Derby, and all that stuff. We like to talk baseball here. It's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute on ESPN 100.3, your flagship for the New Orleans Pelicans.
Have you got cheating on your mind?
It's the summer clearance event going on now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Come and get a great deal on a Ram today. See all of their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
$10,000 for clunkers and junkers. $10,000 for any trade. Home of Clayton Homes. Trade in your old mobile home or anything with the title, regardless of the condition. Does your old mobile home rust, leak, or mold? We will take it for $10,000. Trade it in for something clean, neat, and new. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes, located on Highway 311 in Houma. Be sure to check us out on Facebook.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodaux Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodaux Regional.
If you or someone you know is injured in a car accident, call the Gavely Law Group. It's important to have an advocate in your corner. Car accidents are some of the most frequent causes of personal injury. At the Gavely Law Group, they know how to deal with insurance companies to get you the maximum compensation. Protecting your rights is their first priority, and they won't let an insurance company pressure you into accepting less compensation than you deserve. Get Gavery Law Group and get results at 985-223-4400 or follow them on Facebook.
Isn't it time to get your vehicle serviced, or maybe you need new tires? TJ Shell Station, doing business as Carroll Shell in the heart of Lockport, is the place to go. Carroll was in business for 26 years, and TJ Shell Station took over in 2014, which is 5 great years they've been in business so far. TJ Shell Station would like to thank their customers. So for fuel, tires, propane, alignments, brakes, oil changes, and more, it's TJ Shell Station in Lockport.
State Senator Gary Smith, representing District 19, wants everyone to remember to practice safe boating when out on our coastal waterways. Be safe at all times when swimming, fishing, and during all water sports. From State Senator Gary Smith, District 19.
Paid for by Gary L. Smith, Jr. Campaign Club.
The flagship station of the Colonel Sports Radio Network, ESPN New Orleans.
It's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. We are having a good morning, and we want to thank all of our coaches who have joined us here throughout the show, Cornell Scott, Caleb White, Randy Boke. We passed a good time this morning. We've got one more segment, and we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the MLB a little bit, is that they're going to be playing today and tomorrow. Then they're going to be off all of next week because they got the All-Star break coming up. I can't believe that we're already to the All-Star break. You got, of course, American League versus National League, and then you got the Home Run Derby and all that good stuff that goes with it. Stan, I'm trying to pull up the list of the guys in the Home Run Derby this year. I'm going to pick Ronald Acuna just because he's a Brave. But are you a guy that gets excited by the Home Run Derby and all that good stuff? For me, as a kid, I was all about it, and then it kind of faded out. But then now some of the changes that they've made, making it into a bracket and putting time limits and everything, it's kind of gotten a little bit more exciting.
Yeah, I think they figured it out a little bit. I'm like you. I did like it when it first came out, especially when it first came out, which I couldn't even tell you that year. Then all of a sudden you started realizing that whoever did win the title, it didn't equate to what was going to happen in the second half of their season. And that became important because if that guy was one of your guys and all of a sudden he went into a slump or this happened or that happened, you kind of thought, wait a minute, the big picture is that you want to win a pennant and you're not going to do it if – there, even if it's just something that you think is just, you know, a taboo on the guy and he's not doing well in the second half. So you didn't want your guy to win. And why would you want to watch something where you didn't want your guy to be that guy? I will say a couple of years ago, I think it was Stanton, the way he was hitting the ball, I was like, wow. So this is fun to watch again just because this guy is just, and I think at the time he might have been playing for the Marlins. So everybody was like, so what? He's playing for the Marlins. It's fun to watch, you know. Then you got a guy like Bregman who was in it, and all of a sudden you're like, okay, so obviously we all like Bregman in the area, so you're kind of pulling for him. So if there's a dog in the hunt, I think I enjoy it a little bit more. And now you said they're kind of making it a format where it's more advantageous. Bigger than that, what the All-Star game is if you were the winner, you know that if you were American League and you won it, you had the home field advantage, trying to make something out of it more than just an exhibition game and a competitive game. And but that has really, really irked me a couple of years when I had maybe a favorite in the World Series and they didn't have the home field advantage because of that. So there is some stock in me watching this, but I would, as overall, not as much as I used to, quite honestly.
They have removed the home field advantage.
Correct.
Thing.
Correct.
Thank goodness.
Correct.
Thank
Correct.
Goodness. Because there was nothing that bothered me more than, because look, this All-Star game, you got your best players. They play the first 3-4 innings, and they leave the ball game. You're asking a Kansas City Royal to have a clutch at-bat in the ninth inning to decide who's going
no
to
doubt.
Be in the World Series? I thought it was asinine.
And if you were a team that won, you know, hypothetically 115 games in a year, and you had to sit there and be the visiting team in the World Series because of what happened in an All-Star game, yet you had that kind of, you know, history-setting record, that really, really bothered me more than anything with the All-Star game. Nonetheless, I do enjoy the All-Star game. I just don't have as much stock in it as I used to have.
One thing that'll kind of spice up this year's version is that the winner of the Home Run Derby is going to get a $1 million prize. And for a lot of these guys here, Pete Alonso and even Bregman to an extent, though he just got an extension, Acuna kind of is in that same situation. They're not the multi, you know, millionaire, 10-year
right.
contract guys. So I think that they're going to be laying it out on the line trying to win this thing. Hopefully it doesn't hurt their swing in the second half. But they're going to, I think that $1 million incentive, I've long said this about the NBA. There are all these complaints about, man, no one wants to do the dunk contest. If you would actually put a real prize out there, guys would do the dunk contest.
It's incentive. It's yeah. incentive to do it when you have that kind of incentive. And I guarantee you, even the guys who are the long ball hitters that you would think are not doing it, they're going to reassess because, you know, I would venture to say there's nobody that couldn't use an extra million in their bank roll. And that being said, I do think that it's going to get more of the guys that we want to see in it because it also does this, and I'm not sure Major League Baseball, we talked about choreographing things. I don't think they choreograph this by any stretch of the imagination, but I do think that they hope that maybe there is a new up-and-comer that wins this so that it brings attention to that new up-and-comer. And we'll see, you know, but I still, if it's up to me, I still want the local guys that we kind of have a vested interest in doing well in it.
So it's an eight-person bracket. The number one seed is Christian Yelich, who I've long said Mike Trout was the guy, but Christian Yelich is right on his heels right now. He's unbelievable. Why are you booing Christian Yelich, Joe?
Because of the team he plays for.
Oh, don't like the Brewers?
Oh,
you're booing Acuna. I haven't even gotten to him.
he was early on that.
Christian Yelich is the one seed. He's going to be taking on Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who's a Blue Jay son, obviously, of Vladimir Guerrero. 4-seed Alex Bregman, LSU guy, taking on 5-seed Jock Peterson, leadoff batter of the Dodgers. Go figure, their leadoff hitter would be a home run hitter. Pete Alonso.
Look at that record. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Pete Alonso may be my pick to win this thing. Watching him play, he hits the ball to all fields. He's the 2-seed taking on number 7, Carlos Santana, not the musician, Joey D, the slugger for your Cleveland Indians.
Yeah!
Josh Bell of the Pittsburgh Pirates is number 3, taking on number 6, Ronald Acuna of my Atlanta Braves. There's the booing. Feel like I'm in Philadelphia right now.
Nope.
Stan, really quick, do you have any picks or any preferences here?
I don't. Obviously, my preference is going to be Bregman. I don't know that he's that kind of a hitter to do this, but he's shown that he can, obviously. No. And then it goes back to, I'm like you. I would imagine that you have a stake in it because you have a Brave in there. But I don't have my not only is Bregman the hometown guy, even though he's from New Mexico, he's also an Astro and I'm an Astro guy. So I would say Bregman. That's the easy pick for us down here in South Louisiana, but he is a guy that I do hope wins it. And then you got those guys who left out, those perennial guys that, you know, if you had the Aaron Judges in there and the people like that, you're like, well, wait a minute. No matter who wins it this year, I think that guy would have. Why is he not doing it? Why is he not doing it? And I would, no matter what format they go, you're really extending your swing and a lot of torque on the body. So we'll see. Now, if it's at the risk of the Astros going in the tank because of what Bregman does, you know, Bregman wins it, but all of a sudden the Astros lose the first 15 games after the All-Star break, I'm going to blame it on that all. I'm going to blame it on that home run derby.
I want to see what Vladimir Guerrero Jr. does, because he's the youngest guy of the bunch, and B, if he has anything of the raw power like his father. I tell people all the time is that my sort of childhood era of baseball was Maguire, Sosa, Bonds, and they were all tainted by, you know, HGH or whatever it may be. I tell people to this day, Vladimir Guerrero was that guy. You would roll the ball to the mound. He'd find a way to golf it out to left field or right field.
It's hard for me to see the sons of these people doing this. I know Biggio has a son over in Toronto, and you hear the name and you go, well, wait a minute, he can't still be. No, that's his son. And then you realize how old you are. You sit down and you go, oh, mortality. And actually, it goes back to Fielder when Prince Fielder was playing and stuff. And I remember his dad. So that part of it's kind of tough for me to realize that all of these guys. I did see something the other day which makes me think of this that I thought was really neat, and I probably forgot about it for years, and then saw a replay either on YouTube or Facebook or whatever it may be, where King Griffey Jr. and his dad both hit a home run in the same game, maybe back-to-back. I don't remember exactly. And I thought, wow, how great must that have been to do that? But it all being said is, you know, going back, the names are starting to all kind of merge with each other, and it's tough to make it to Major League Baseball. To think your son can make it there, that's really special. And, yes, you're right. He was a terrific player. I remember his Dodger years where he was a terror. So it's going to be fun to see his son also. But still, you know, pulling for Bregman.
One of my favorite players growing up, and it's actually kind of a strange story because he wasn't a great MLB player, was Paul Byrd, because he was an LSU guy who happened to be an Atlanta Brave. Paul Byrd's son, Grayson, got drafted just recently by the Chicago Cubs. So it's another one of those guys. Like, it doesn't feel like Paul Byrd is that old of a guy to have a kid playing it.
I think of Paul Byrd as a little blonde-headed guy, you know, who played at LSU and stuff. And I did not realize he had a son that was drafted.
Grayson Byrd, he actually started his career at LSU, transferred to Clemson, went to Clemson and blossomed, and now he's actually a hitter who got drafted by the Chicago Cubs.
One more gray hair just came out. Oh, man.
At least you got hair.
Yeah. Joy said, at least I got hair. I guess that's a plus.
I'm running out of that. So really quickly before we sign off here, I'm going to put you on the spot. AL or NL?
Let's go with, for whatever reason, again, it's a homer being an Astros fan. I'm going to go with the American League. But truly, I just think except for the Dodgers, I think everything else about the American League is better right now.
I agree with that. I don't think the Braves are a championship club, but I think they're the second best team in the NL, which
I would agree with that, but I do think there's a little gap right
now. Yeah, I agree with you. Joey, AL or NL?
AL. Because.
Cleveland Indians.
Whoa! Wahoo!
Yeah, I guess I got to go against the grain and go NL, just to not make it all unanimous.
Yes.
I do think the AL is the better, you know, the conference or side or whatever they call it in league, I guess would be the right word. But I think that in one game, the NL is going to find a way to make that work.
And they very well may, but man, when you consider what the Twins are doing this year and just across the board, I think I just think the American League's better right now.
I agree, guys. I had to make a different pick. We want to thank Cornell Scott. We want to thank Caleb White. We want to thank Randy Bokeh. It's been a very, very, very fun morning. And a reminder, if you guys want to catch me a little later today, I will be going to Fouchon 3 to 6 will be at the Golden Meadow Fuchon.
You are Carpin the hardest Rodeo. Working guy in media. I'm talking about all media. That's impressive. I hope you have a wonderful evening. No burgers like last time, but a wonderful evening.
It got snowballs down. I'm okay with that.
All right.
3 to 6 will be at the Golden Meadow Fuchon Tarpon Rodeo. This has been the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. You guys have a wonderful Saturday.
Locally owned and operated, Ruderman is looking for licensed.